Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Who's our king? Dennis Law! Who's our king? Dennis Law! Loved him. Through a series of osmosis. Like, even not seeing... I don't find it weird at all that I never saw him play, but absolutely idolised him. Through osmosis of speaking to older Reds, the glint in their eye, the emotion, like, when you could see them smile like Dennis smiled. You just got to grow up and growing up on listening to stories. I don't think any player had as many songs as he did. Son of a Fisherman from Aberdeen. There was none better than that gongetta. He came from Aberdeen. Just then you get to meet him. Then you get to meet him and think, what a man. Like, he was as nice as he was good. And that is, like, to have that ability where you can be a lovely man and a great footballer isn't always a given. And I just find it, like, my heart literally just sank on the news. Like, I don't know, 84, and he was suffering terribly, so you don't want anyone to suffer like that. But I just thought he'd go on forever, like, and it feels like an end of an era, so I just feel gutted, really. Like, the three of them gone, what Manchester United represents, should always represent, skill, flair, but something else. And I think he came along, I'll try and write, he came along in an era where Reds were just losing the shackles of the 50s, which was still a grim post-war period. And he just sort of went, hey, I'm going to have some fucking fun here. So youths, they love Bestie, love Charlton for what he did, but Law had the glint as well. And he also had the United don't give a shit, I'm going to be a troublemaker when I need to be. And the skill, not just a goal hanger, look at the goal that Charlton scores, what Law does in the run-up. So, like, this pod, we're going to do the usual, but also hopefully get as many people, like, of the era. Why I always say, listen to older Reds while we still can, get writing in with your memories. But he just, like, as much as Sir Bobby was Mr. Manchester United, I always think Dennis Law was Mr. Manchester United style, ethos, manner, arrogance, bravado, strut, collar up, cuffs out. Just fucking loved him, and I'm gutted. And just seeing people with flowers, and it brings it back about Bobby passing and Bestie, and like, we've got to look after the ones who are still with us, Paddy and that, and the 68, you know, like, time passes and you look at that photo of them all together where you think it's such a lovely photo of them all in the kit in the 90s, I presume, and you just think, you just wish it would go on forever like that, but sadly life doesn't, so I'm glad he's out of suffering. And his family were just, Die Law for the Mag was so magnificent, like, so kind to us, so I feel for them. So I don't know who wants to go first, Nick.
Yeah, I don't really know what else you can say other than a legend. I mean, the man's got two statues here. I mean, Sir Alex and Sir Matt don't have two statues. King of the Stretford End, what, the final one of the Holy Trinity to go. I was absolutely gutted. I'd obviously never seen him play. I'm 35, but, you know, you knew what Dennis was about with the football club. My dad doesn't like football. He loves Dennis Law. I mean, that's the kind of player that he was. He's just, yeah, I mean, I've sat and watched... I've probably seen more or less nearly every goal he scored for United, because I'm that sad, and gone through as many as I could find online. And on Friday I was just rooting through for the Lawman documentary just to watch it all again, because he's an absolute legend. As I say, he's got double the statues of what Fergie and Sir Matt have got here. I mean, that is just a testament in itself. What a player, what a man. Genuinely gutted today, and my early hate of the week is Alzheimer's, and I don't really think I can say much more than that. It's a terrible disease, and I absolutely hate it.
To get serious, before I go on to Nathan and Ben, is like, I don't think there's certain conversations being had about Alzheimer's, but both of my parents were suffering different stuff, but had dementia, vascular dementia, and it's brutal. It's the cost for them and their lives and their dignity, and also the people that care for them. And it's like, the football authorities are only just now cottoning on to, like, the work that Nobby Styles' son is doing, and you think you've got to get more, but we need a national conversation about it, because we are living older, but we're not actually doing anything to combat what is just such a fucking wicked the disease and is affecting more and more and more people. I don't know how you solve it, but like they've got to even, you know, there's head in sands from so many people in authority about stuff like this that it will just, oh, we'll deal with it in 10 years. And it's a crisis that's happening now. And I know there's various readers going through it or with their parents. So I just send love, you know, and Dennis, nobody deserves that. So sorry, Nathan, to be like quite tough.
Oh, no, I think everyone's summed everything up. But the thing I'll say is, me and Nick got to meet him, didn't we, a few years ago? Was it 6 years ago? And he was just...
Nine years ago.
Time flies, doesn't it? We've said this.
He was
just a lovely man. Like, you know, we're nothing, are we? Like, yeah, but he gave us a bit of time to have a chat with us and, you know, everything's been said, hasn't it?
That's true.
There's so many wonderful stories about, like...
I can't believe how lovely he was.
The photo Warren posted about...
Well,
that's exactly the quote in here. And, like, the Aldi Warren in Aldi, you know, going, he just was in the racks and then he just had time to give him the time. And I just thought, you know, like, just a different era. And I find it sad that we're losing our heroes from an era that was united, and I hope we don't lose it. I really hope. Hiya, Ben. Sorry, mate, to put it like this.
Yeah, to be fair, though, for Laura as well, I remember when I met him a few years ago as well, he shook my hand and he complimented me on my beard, which is...
Well, it's a fantastic beard.
But, yeah, so I wasn't expecting that at all from the law man, but, you know, yeah, that's my fondest memory of him. I only wish that I had the courage to ask him for a picture, but I was just... So in awe of the guy, I was speechless. You know, to be fair, you know. Listen, I'm like Nick. I'm a couple of years older than him. I'm 37. I've never seen him play. I've only just seen what I've seen on footage. You know, footage on highlight reels and videos and DVDs and whatever. You know, what a player! What an absolute player! And he's so good in the air as well. For a guy that wasn't, I don't think he's that tall anyway, was he really? Compared to 6 foot odd strikers you get these days, you know.
And could always have Hogmanay off. What a genius.
What a genius, yeah.
You know, playing around that period.
Yeah.
Just, the goals, the bicycle kick, like, I watched that again. You just think, like, what I loved is on Euroways, you know, or you know, like in the recent distant past, you'd hear, who's our king, you know. Yeah. Rebounding around various areas, and if you're lucky enough to be in a special moment where there's lots of old timers and they're in a corner of a bar singing all the law songs and that, and you think, I wish I'd seen him play.
I wish that as well. You know, you go through life thinking, oh, I wish I saw Bestie play, I wish I saw Charlton play, I wish I saw Law play, I wish I saw Edwards play, you know. But you're just grateful that it is, even if it's just a little bit of grainy footage somewhere, you're just grateful that you can sort of see in your own eyes. All right, it's not live, it's only film footage, but you still can see how good these players were. You can still see the type of goals they scored, the type of players they were. I just think it's a testament.
And
that
it's not all the footage, Nick. It's not.
Well, it's not
there
exactly,
are some goals. I mean, like, was it 655 goals between them for our club? How fucking great is that?
Exactly.
Three men scored 655 goals.
All three Ballon d'Or winners as well.
That's the craziest thing about it, isn't it? It's just them all in the same team at the same time.
We're so lucky here, you know, like... And I just think he had, like, the one-liners I've been loving going through. He had an answer for everything. And do you know me and him shared something in common? We both loved Komodo dragons. He loved nature programs. So he loved watching nature, and he was like, I'm just intrigued whenever I see him in a zoo, and he loved it too. And I'd love to have, like, chatted about that anyway. Right,
I was listening to a thing on BBC yesterday, and it was saying that he was Sir Alex Ferguson's favourite player. I didn't know that.
So many.
I mean, that's
Kenny Dalglish is, you know, like, and to be fair, like. But some of the things he says on recent documentaries about us, you know, have been kind. Yeah. Dalglish.
It's crazy that he's the only Scottish player to have won the Ballon d'Or when you think about it.
Probably the greatest Scottish player of all time, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To be fair, Dalglish, none of them can hold a
cap. I'm reading about, like, he didn't get every cap because there was an assertion, why don't you stay in Scotland, you know, to make the move here. To do, just, like, fist up. I hope there's lots of songs for him today. I really do. I'd like bagpipes coming out on the pitch, you know, playing a Scottish song, to be honest. But I know it's short notice. Right, let's get on. Can I just Southampton manager, Nathan wasn't having this much in the bar afterwards on Thursday. He looks like a Croatian Tony Adams. Have a look at him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Croatian Tony Adams. I still can't comprehend
still don't know his name.
That Mark Clattenburg now shouts, "Gladiators, ready!" And warns Gladiators with his Europa League final tattoo.
Like, now 2 years old.
A point I forgot to make about Ahmad is where he's maybe, like, we forget, is the use of the loan system. Where he learnt his trade at Rangers, was taken off at half time, getting loads of abuse 3-0 down in a Old Firm derby. And Sunderland, Tony Mowbray, hey Russ, Tony Mowbray, like, was important for his career path. But also, he saw Sunderland Rangers, you know, lesser, and thought, well, I don't want to go back to that. You know, I don't want my career. Whereas other players, not knowing that sort of lifestyle and how the changing rooms aren't as good, how the, you know, training facilities are, even though we, you know, take the piss, they're not as good as United. So he's experienced the rougher end. And I think, like, the loan system there has worked perfectly for him and us. But also there's other players we could mention who haven't gone through that. You know, like, all they know is United. And maybe it's just the little, like, you know, thing.
Reality.
Right, and my hate of the week is... stayed in the Travelodge Thursday. You know when you have a shower and you don't think you've actually had a shower, the water is so piss. It's like, am I actually in a shower? Like, what's the pressure? 0.-2 or something. It's like, why does it, it's specific for Travelodge. Right, okay. And go on to Ben, Nick, Nathan, thanks for all you do. Thanks for the support. Please buy the mag. Send in your Dennis stories. Have a ways of fucking weed dram for him tonight. And I'm going, sorry. But today, you know, it's all about, but I think we're going to lose 2-0. Sorry, Nick.
I agree. I think I'm going 3-1 Brighton. I mean, we were dreadful on Thursday night. I mean, I don't think I've been on here in weeks, have I, really? But, I mean...
Hello.
Hello, yeah.
Was that an I know? I said hello.
Hello, yeah. I mean, look.
Hello.
We played bottom of the league. They got 2 points all season. They're the worst team away from home in the entire Football League system. And we nearly lost to them. And we were losing to them for 82 minutes, and we deserve to be losing to them. We are awful. And to be honest, I mean, as much as Ahmad scored a hat-trick, and his hat-trick was lovely, he was awful as well. I mean, everyone was awful, weren't they, on Thursday night? It's just absolutely...
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, sorry. I mean, look, Yarrow...
I was rough to Nathan afterwards. I think Ahmad and Anthony actually worked. We're watching the highlights again. It was actually a good... I was a bit... Oh,
towards the end,
it was a good ploy, actually.
Yeah. Well, their heads fell, didn't they? But, I mean, Ahmad gets lucky with his first goal with it deflecting back to him. And then ever since then, Southampton sort of dropped down a little bit. But you need that little bit of luck, don't you, in football? There's no way in hell I can see us winning today.
At least they're knowing
not,
that.
Because they're going to be thinking about the 80 minutes of struggling against bottom of the league. That's what they'll be thinking about today. They're not going to be
They are a good team,
And I mean, they're not that good, though. I mean, they're only just above us in the league, aren't they? It's not like the fifth or sixth or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not like they're unbelievable.
No.
So, but you don't need to beat this Man United side. No. It's so fragile of confidence. And say that's our first win in a month. I mean,
brilliant goal.
Please for him again, going back.
Yeah, please. Yeah. I mean, look, again, not good enough. Let's not dwell on that. But still better than what we've got here.
You're like, maybe this isn't the time. Maybe like afterwards in the Pev and you're hammering. You're not, you know, but you're just a bit. You're not going as forward paced.
Yeah, I don't get it. If I'm being honest, me and Shane were saying to each other yesterday, weren't we? That, you know, there's this big hype about him at the moment. And I mean, look, I mean, we were decent at Anfield. We were decent at Arsenal as well. We showed some fight, but we still have nothing going forward. That's not entirely his fault, don't get me wrong. But just because someone talks well in the media doesn't mean that you should fall for the fact that everything's rosy. I'm sorry, but football has not been...
He's not saying that. Nothing is rosy. You've got to be realistic.
Don't twist what I'm saying. I'm saying he talks well in the media, and I get what he's saying. But what is happening and what I'm watching on the football pitch and the decisions that he makes, I just think are stupid.
And I said to you at the time,
I was like, this is why I can't be asked changing manager and watching him experiment around with all these players again who we know aren't good enough. And he's sitting there playing them, and it's like, how do you not know you're in football? How do you not know that these players aren't good enough?
But
he's like, how long? Why is it taking him so long to play Toby Collier? Why? Do you know what I mean? He's clearly better than Casemiro. He's better than Casemiro. Yeah, he's better than Eriksen. In that Newcastle game, my head went. I was thinking, why are you not just giving a chance on somebody? If you're trying to rotate around and you've got him on the bench, why would you not play him?
Because sometimes they can be scarred with this shit.
Casemiro, Eriksen, and Xerxes.
He hasn't started Casemiro since.
Since.
So that's
but he's still
that's good then, isn't
like,
it?
No, because he should have played Collar in that game, as I said before he started. You know it wasn't going to work. We could all see the writing on the wall. And again,
yeah, you didn't say that,
been kicked. Yeah, did. And you the did. Thing is, though, is that here
we're
now,
still unbeaten in 2025.
Jesus, just
fine. We're going to win today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, we're going to win.
Okay.
I think we'll
carry this on in the pit. But, and also ask the lads about Dennis and that.
Well, on that bombshell, the problem with Tommy Collier is that we've seen it with Garnacho, we've seen it with a couple of the youngsters. They have one bad performance and some fans start turning, and some fans are like, oh, they shouldn't be in the team, they need a loan, they need this, they need that. So I think it's right to protect him and bring him in at the right time. And I think that it has been the right time to bring him in. He's a great player. I've seen him come through the ranks, you know, at the 21s and that. And when he signed at 18, he looked a promising player from Brighton, of all clubs of Brighton today as well, wasn't he? So just that you need to buy your time. You can't just chuck all the youngsters in. I think sometimes I'm guilty of calling it as well. Sometimes it's like, oh, let's give some of these youngsters a go. Let's chuck them in, give them a chance, you know. But we also need to protect them as well, I think, you know.
And also, like someone made the point at 0-1, and I was frustrated when they had the chance, you know, they could have gone 2-0. Said the crowd isn't helping again here with the
right,
you know.
Well.
Oh, the viewers, wasn't it? So it's like, so we need
it's so hard to
be
in that environment.
Where it helped on Arsenal, I actually think we lifted them up and they lifted us up. That you think if we start the groaning with everyone, Hoyland frustrated the fuck out of me, but if we start getting on his.
To the ticket prices, though, because you're getting rid of these fans that. You know, are sensible, and we're getting people in that just want to be simply entertained every single week and expect it to be 10 out of 10, and when it's not, and it's like coming back again to Amory, and it's like on Thursday night again he's persisting with Hoyland up front. I mean, anyone with a footballing brain knows that
we're talking
about
potential
players.
Bruno is a fake, you know,
you've only got two options to play up front, and you're trying to talk about protecting your players, which I agree with.
Yeah,
but protecting your players, then follow your own advice and don't play Hoyland every single week.
No, I agree with you.
Thursday. Right. The man needs to be taken out of the team and start to build his confidence.
I think he will.
He's obviously
right.
Got some.
That's four. Cheers. Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Great Max.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Baffle me. Every
sorry,
week.
I took.
No, they baffle me, and he'll make another daft decision
right.
today as well. I just don't think he's been that good as everyone
okay.
seems to think that he's been.
Well, we're not saying. That, but we're just saying we like that charisma. We like his style, and he's admitting what
he's
the
got to buy his own players. I'm not sitting because people are like, oh, you're writing him off. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm questioning what he's been doing so far because what I've seen, I've not been impressed.
He's only got the tools to work with at the minute, to be fair. You know,
coaches should make players better.
Let's get silly.
He's still going.
We're fucking down in 14 at stages, so it keeps going backwards and backwards.
And this is him seeing a Franz Ferdinand limited edition gig last night with Johnny Marr coming on. This is you happy. Right, Ben, prediction?
1-1.
1-1. Zayden?
2-1.
2-1 us. Right, I like that. We've got to end on a positive. Right, cheers, everyone. I probably won't. I might do a dungeon, but if not, they'll take capable care afterwards. Thanks for everything, lads. And King Dennis. Alex, how are you doing? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm Alex. I'm from Italy.
So we met.
We met.
First game. When we were top of the league for 17 hours. How's it feel to be back?
It's always nice to be back. It's always a pleasure to be at Old Trafford. I mean, even though we didn't have the best season, but I mean, now it's the time that the team needs us, and so therefore I'm back. I want to support.
Did you come for Thursday, or have you just come for this?
I just came now. I just came now. I hopped off the plane, left my bag, and came to Old Trafford.
Oh, fair fuck. Yeah. So what drew you back?
Yeah, sorry.
What drew you here for it? What, you know, like, I know why, but explain what it why you thought, right, I'm going to leave Italy.
Yeah, I mean, the first game I was here in August, it was already an incredible feeling. Yeah, now I wanted to have this feeling again, and I saw the opportunity was here, and I thought, yeah, now or never.
How would you describe that first trip afterwards when you got back home?
Best trip of my life. So I definitely, it was on my bucket list, and I was the happiest person on earth when I won, was on the pitch, saw the game, we won, I had a great time.
So it's made you more determined to do more. Brilliant. Yeah. And what have you made of United? Obviously it's not gone to plan since.
I mean, we need to be consistent. I mean, we had a few good games, especially after the big games. We are quite strong, but then there's no consistency behind it. We don't have the mentality to be consistent. We play one good game against the big teams, and then there comes, for example, Sunderland, and then, okay, now what happened? That's not the United we saw two games before. So, I mean,
Think we'll get there with Amorim?
Yeah, the manager needs time. He needs his players. He has a good style, and I'm pretty sure he will go. He bring us back on
and,
top of the league.
What one thing meant the most on your first trip? What was the one thing that stood out the most?
Yeah, meeting new people like you guys.
it's
a whole experience. I mean, being here during I saw the stadium without a game, but when you watch a game, it's another feeling. The atmosphere is brilliant. The people are cheering for the game, even though we are not playing that well. And the support is here, the unity. So that is what makes United
brilliant.
Great.
Yeah. And what's your prediction today?
Yeah. I'm going for a 2-1 win for United.
Okay, like that. It's good to see you again, mate. Really good. Keep coming. I love it. Let's get you on again. Cheers. Digger, if you don't mind, you're in my thoughts, but how do you sum up Dennis?
Dennis was one of his own, really. My heroes, as you know, was the Busby Babes. But he's one of the only one that could get in that Busby Babes side. He could do everything. When he wasn't scoring goals, he was making goals, or the other people scored goals. For a man to go score 18 hat-tricks for United, 4 full-timers. But the best one of the lot was when he scored 6 for City, and then he was all disallowed.
What was your favourite goal here for
his favourite goal? Well, the one I liked the most was the one at Wembley, the first goal. The way he turned him round and just slotted it in.
Yeah.
Because we were struggling against Leicester at first, but he got the first goal and we won 3-1.
How would you sum him up?
The best. I can't say any more. I mean, I've always said Tommy Taylor, but Dennis, out of the Busby Babes, was the best. The King, and that's his real name, the King. Yeah.
Cheers,
God bless him.
Yeah, and you're
in. God bless his family.
So, how do you sum him up?
Dennis Law, the King?
Yeah.
The icon, the legend.
Got you emotional, didn't it?
It certainly got me emotional for a number of reasons. To an extent, it's part of my childhood, and it also reminds you of your mortality, mate. But he was, for me, as you know, the greatest Man United footballer that I've seen. Now, we can have those discussions. In fact, I was just having one before with somebody. He liked Bobby Charlton more, but... No, Dennis Law for me, mainly because he scored goals. Yeah, and he scored some great goals. Those headers where, you know, he leapt, and he was only little, but he leapt above people and the power of the header, and then he scored those overhead kicks, that agility that he had, absolutely stunning. But then he'd do those on the line where they'd just, you know, he'd knock them in, they'd go off his knee, and because he was a real goal scorer, something we haven't got currently.
He summed up the era, though, as well, didn't he? But
everything about him, because, you know, we talk about icons. I mean, you think about him, and you think about that arm in the air, finger up, cuff held, And it wasn't just... because the other thing for me, I suppose, I was 9 or 10 when he joined this club. So you're at that stage where... you're looking for heroes, and he was a bit exotic as well because he'd come from Italy, you know, Gigi Pernacchi or whatever, who's his agent or who'd done the signing with him, and so he was different, but he was also that bit of street urchin in him as well. He's not a pushover, you know. He got sent off a number of times. He was rough. He was tough. Is it arrogance? I don't know, but that bit like Eric Cantona, the two, because they're my two favourites, Law and Cantona. And there's something about them, isn't it, where that stance, that you can see them and it's in them. But
We talk about players shrinking at United, and there's certain who are the total opposite.
Yeah.
They grow at this,
The
club grows with them.
Yeah, and I think it's that bit where you think of Cantona standing there having lobbed a goal with collar up, you know, and it's the same with Law standing there, finger in the air, arm up. Yeah, just absolutely stunning.
What was your favourite goal?
Not one that I saw live.
Yeah.
But I think the cup final goal in 63, I mean, a little black and white telly, you know, and all that sort of thing. But for some reason, because I think that was, again, the start of something for us, when you look back at it. I mean, the other thing I'd say about him, and you don't, you have to say it, I mean, when he scored that back heel goal when he was playing for City, just his devastation. And not like they do these days,
no,
where
he
didn't send
us down.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. It was already done. But it was that bit where these days it's, oh, I'm not celebrating. I've used to. It's not, his whole face, his whole body, that man was just absolutely devastated. So, yeah, I mean, really sad. And
how do you feel looking at the tributes? And
yeah, I mean, it's deserved, isn't it? I mean, it's. Because he is a legend, he's an icon. And. I mean, I don't know what more the club can do. He's got two statues here already.
As he jokes, you know, when he was alive, to get two statues, it's like...
It's just...
The songs and everything. What one word or term would you describe him with?
I'll come back to you on that one. Legend, icon, that's two words, isn't it?
Doesn't matter. He always deserved more, didn't he? Cheers, mate. Cheers, Hookie.
It's a pleasure.
No, but like, people are emotional and some don't want to speak. So to actually, because I think memories are important. You treasure them and the youngsters as well. Well. I mean, as I say, my era took to him and we never seen him. You know, that sums it up. Cheers, mate.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Hi there. Jim Burke here at Bartha Jim 3 on the socials. Celtic fan, United sympathiser and Scotland fan. And Dennis Law, he was a Scottish legend. And I don't think anyone enjoyed playing for his country more than Dennis did. He would have never pulled up injured or whatever. He just loved it. He loved it. And as everybody knows, he's the only Scotsman ever to win the Ballon d'Or. And that in itself is an incredible achievement, but he just was the king. I mean, for all he did on the park, what cemented his status as a Scottish legend, if it needed cementing, that is that in 1966, the day of the World Cup final, Dennis went and played golf. Wouldn't even watch it. And when he heard that England had won, his reaction was, it was the end of the world. And there really isn't a Scotland fan who would argue with Dennis. And then a year later, he kind of got revenge of sorts for everybody that took the piss out of him, because he played and scored in the game at Wembley where Scotland won 3-2. And there's another great story about that, is that Dennis, Scotland were so on top that day, and Dennis wanted to score 10. He just wanted to humiliate England for scoring loads of goals against them. But meanwhile, there's a Glasgow word, gallus, which just means that kind of, it's a beautiful arrogance. Another gallus Scotsman, Jim Baxter, he wanted to humiliate them too, but he wanted to humiliate them by just keeping the ball off them and taking the piss. But in fairness, they both got their wish and Scotland won that day. But Dennis Law, just, we hear the word legend a lot these days. Truthfully, very, very few people are worthy of the name. But one man who isn't, who never will be, is Dennis Law.
Hello. In the PEV afterwards, it's Tommy, Nick and Nathan. We've been bailed on a little bit. Barney sent me some notes and some observations to go through. And I will start to read them out in order. Just said growl into the microphone. For fuck's sake, it gets worse. Dismal getting in 15 minutes queue. They want £66 for that. Remember we said Onana wasn't worrying us? Well, that's worrying itself now, I guess. Not good enough. Was there any will to win in that game? Two poor teams, and yet they still have more quality. Bruno, where to start? Not a captain, he was worse than Ugarte and Mainu, so why is he not hooked off? And you can set an example. Why was he moaning at the goal conceded rather than rallying the troops? Shambles on and off the pitch and no idea how we get out of this. And the ref was shy. My hate of the week is putting ourselves through this. Sales were really shit as well also by today. We've done about 150 mags. We took 215 with us today as well. So we've been left with about 60 mags, more than what we thought. And I mean, to be fair, the weather wasn't that, I mean, it was cold, but at least it was dry. So, you know, but thank you very much for buying, first and foremost. But yeah, there's still plenty of mags left to buy. So Barney and I were having a debate, and I was just trying to say, look, you know, the 80s can't have been as bad as this. And he went, oh no, this is exactly what the 80s felt like. How can you be so tepid so often? That's our 10th league defeat of the season. If you add our points total and Tottenham Hotspur's points total together, it still doesn't total Liverpool's, and Liverpool would have a game in hand. How crazy is that? We had one shot on target today, which was a penalty. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. You said 3-1, didn't you?
I did say 3-1, yeah. Barney said, I think he said, hey, you've done well there, predicting 3-1. How did you know? When? Because I've sat through this game enough times to know that it was going to be 3-1. I was like, it's just what happens when we play Brighton. We can see three goals and they beat us every single time.
Yeah. I thought it was a real shame that the bagpipe person's microphone clearly wasn't working.
That was
a shame. Like, just purely for the moment, that was a shame. Game-wise, I said we'd win, but I said it more because everyone said we were going
to
win.
That's what I said to Barney when Nathan was only being controversial. I was like, there's no way that Nathan sat there and thought we were going to win today. He's not that daft.
Yeah, it was just, it felt like they were getting the rub of the green, like, you know, it was just bouncing off us to them, and it was just a poor performance again. It's just Unana, that third goal, was it the third one? I think it was
the third one.
That was awful.
Second one was awful because he should have just come out and caught it. And he was fucking about looking at his angles and the ball ends up in the back of the net. I mean, don't get me wrong, I genuinely thought that was the worst officiating crew I've ever seen at Old Trafford today. But that still doesn't excuse the fact that you lost today.
Well, that's the thing, we were lucky that they had one disallowed as well.
Yeah, you know, which I'm still not sure what it was for. That was right in front of me.
I messaged my dad and he said that there was a foul on the lot. But it was just another poor game. But like we sort of mentioned earlier, like, we've just got a lot of poor players and nothing's really going to change whilst he has to deal with those people. Do you know what I mean? And like, I'm sorry to keep bringing it round over and over again. This is why it should have been done in the summer, because he would have come in, him or whoever, someone new would have come in the summer and signed their own players. Like, you can't expect miracles.
No, but you can expect more than one shot on target from a penalty.
Well, yeah.
Which is poor, and that's inexcusable. Yeah. He doesn't need...
No, I know.
He doesn't need a brand new squad to spend 350 million on it or whatever. You know, there's no excuse to have one shot today. He was poor. His tactics don't work for me. I don't like them. They certainly don't work with that team. I think he's had long enough with the team now to at least get something across to make these tactics work. And I think teams know how to play against him. And you forget the Premier League is the best league in the world for a reason, where all the teams are getting closer and closer together now because it's got all the best players and all the best coaches in the world. They can find him out. You know, just because you're not sitting there playing against Guimaraes and fucking Boa Vista, you know, nine times a season, it's like you're up against real quality. And people go, well, he beat City, and it's like he beat a poor Manchester City that everyone else is beating. Let's just calm down.
Yeah, but I think the worry is that it's the same players again. You just can't get up for these sort of games, but they'll get up for the big games. And
they go up for it when we went 1-0 down, didn't they? Like, we went 1-0 down and I thought that we started to play a lot better. We got the goal and then it was like, right, we're done now. And then we just looked out of ideas again for the rest of it. And I mean, that second half is just as bad as it's been, really, hasn't it? I mean, Newcastle was bad, Bournemouth was bad, there's been Liverpool was bad, Spurs was bad. I mean, there's been some bad ones. That one has been as bad, if not worse than the lot, really, because they're not the Brighton of old.
No, as much as people
are sitting there saying how good they are and how well run they are, and
They are, but I mean, look, they're still 11th or 12th or so in the league. You know, it's not like they're sitting there in fifth place or something like that, like a Forest or a Bournemouth. You know, they're not that good. And we almost show teams too much respect. And Barry says there's just no fight. That's what it is, there's no fight. And you know, you just want to see some players get some bookings. And you look at that Arsenal game, you think if you want to try and use that as a blueprint, look at how many players got a yellow card because they give a shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll get up for them games and not for others, I think. But then, like you said about what Barney said about Bruno, it's like he's just, it was the worst of him. Just Hollywood balls, like the number of passes where he was just hoofing it, like not even hoofing it, but thinking he was going to do some world class pass, and it just doesn't work out.
He should have come off today. I mean, we both said it when he was bringing on his subs.
Yeah,
can't remember who brought on now, but I was like looking at it thinking, well,
Collier.
Yeah, Collier came on and somebody else came on. Garnacho came on, didn't they? And we're looking at him going, well, you obviously want to take Bruno off, but he's never going to do it in a million years, is he? And that's the downside, isn't it?
Guarantee he looked good.
He was okay. He was better than the rest. Yeah. He'd still get ran past a lot, didn't he, out there today? But, you know, he still doesn't quite win every challenge. But just, oh, God. What a shit show.
Mm.
What a shit show.
Are you excited for Rangers?
No. No. I mean, I think it would have been better, really, if they'd... I know this is going to be something that I think everyone listening to this is probably going to disagree with, but I think it would have been better if they'd had more tickets. I think I've heard rumours that they've only got 1,800 tickets. I mean, obviously, I know 10,000 are going to come down and make a scene and all the rest of it, and that's what we would do if it was the other way around and stuff. But, you know, I think that the atmosphere would be better if there was 3,000 of them inside the ground, you know, because, I mean, we'll find out, really, what 18,000... 1,800 jacks can make. We'll figure that out, but hopefully it'll be our style. But I mean, I think one thing I've learnt today is I think I probably should unbook that annual leave that I just booked off this week for Bilbao. I don't think I'll be needing that at this rate, because someone's going to find us out. But then again, Spurs are doing well in the Europa League as well, you know, so figure that one out. I have no idea what to think about Man United. I have no thoughts of my own on this game anymore. I'm lost for words with this team.
I'm not surprised. I didn't watching it. There was no.
It was exactly what
element
I thought.
Of surprise.
And yet I'm still speechless. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
You should have put a bet on.
Yeah, I should have put a bet on. I was so confident it was going to be 3-1. Literally, I left the missus when. What are you going to win today? No, we'll get beat 3-1. Should be laughing when we get back now. Can't believe it. But I can't believe it at the same time.
You got any hates of the week or anything?
I said Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Didn't I? Which is a fair one.
Yeah.
Fitting. I was upset. Hate of the week is the PA system at Old Trafford. That really annoyed me. I really wanted to see that. I'm not the biggest bagpipe fan in the world, but there's a time and a place for it. That was the perfect moment for it. So hopefully we could have a do-over on Thursday against the Scots. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I don't think we'll get that, but it'd be nice. Do you know what my other hate of the week is? We've now got branded Guinness glasses in the Pev. What's that about? It's never been about branded Guinness glasses. Why have we got branded Guinness glasses now?
I don't know.
I have to have a word with the girl with the pits. Is she on?
No. Sadly not. Right, I think that's it.
Yeah, I'll probably keep it short and sweet. No one's going to want to listen to that anyway, are they? Right, have you got hate of the week? You don't hate of the week?
Not really. Just football. It's been a bad weekend of football.
West Lindsbury and Charlton lost yesterday, just in case you're wondering. Right, the FA Vars. It's a sad one.
To North Shields. It was a good day, but we lost.
Had fun. It was nice.
Today was very, very...
You had a lovely day yesterday, and I saw Johnny Marr live yesterday.
You did.
So that was a lovely day. So I'm going to let that
You saw
be,
me very pissed.
And I saw you very hammered last night, where... I was wondering if you were going to be. I couldn't even understand what you were saying last night. You were so hammered on that. So that is my love of the weekend. It's Johnny Marr and a pissed Nathan. They're two of my favourite things. We're going to carry on enjoying our Guinness in the Pev. And hopefully Ipswich beat City. And that'll be nice. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Probably won't happen.
But we'll see. Anyway,
all right.
Glory to the United. And the regiment and the lot. Well done.